A memorial service and potlatch are happening in Fairbanks today to honor Hannah Solomon, the Athabaskan elder who grew up in the bush and went on to promote and preserve Alaska Native culture and traditions, died last week at the age of 102. KUAC's Tim Ellis has this remembrance.
Hannah Solomon's long life in many ways reflects the experience of Alaska Natives over the past century or so, a time of transition for Indigenous people in this part of the world who've had to adapt to the new world they've been thrust into. That narrative helps define Hannah's life and legacy. That is, her strongly held belief that Alaska Natives must never forget the ancient ways learned from living in this land for thousands of years, that Native culture and customs are integral to Indigenous people's identity, and that it's essential for them to hold on to that identity in a Western culture that can and has overwhelmed Native culture. Hannah's daughter, Daisy, says her mother passed along her considerable knowledge of Gwich'in Athabaskan traditions to many people, beginning with her and her 13 brothers and sisters.
She's passed on a lot of traditional and cultural ways in her life. She's done that to many of us, grandkids and her great-grandkids and her great-great-grandkids.
Besides her 14 children, Hannah raised four kids born to Paul, her husband of 46 years, along with many foster children. Daisy took a few minutes out of her very busy day on Wednesday to talk with a visitor about her mom as friends and relatives shuffled in for a lunch that featured an entree of moose heart. Daisy says she thinks her mom's long life may be at least partly due to her strong faith. She was a devout, lifelong Episcopalian. Daisy says it could also be because her mother stayed away from alcohol and because of the rigorous life that she lived in her younger years in the bush.
Well, my mom lived a very healthy life because, I mean, she never drank a drop of alcohol in her life.
Oh, yeah.
And she was out doing subsistence living.
Steve Guinness is a lifelong friend of Hannah who grew up in Fort Yukon with the family, and he's also the executive director of the Fairbanks Native Association. Guinness says he believes Hannah's life in Fort Yukon and in the bush shaped her belief in the importance of preserving and passing on Native culture and traditions.
One of the things that she installed in all of us was to be proud of who we are and to love and respect each other and to continue to do what we can to preserve the legacy of elders from the past. You know, taking care of the land, the resources, keeping our culture strong in terms of our language, the different dances we do and things of that nature.
Hannah was born in 1908 in Old Rampart, a village on the Porcupine River near the Canadian border. She was raised by her adoptive parents in the Yukon Flats, learning traditions of the Gwich'in Athabaskans there, including beadworking from her mother, Eliza. Hannah lived for many years in Fort Yukon and helped the town incorporate and later served as its first woman mayor. She brought her love of community and Native culture to Fairbanks when she and Paul moved here in the 1960s. Friends and family say Hannah often visited Fort Yukon and longed for the simpler life there. She said that in a 1991 interview with other elders, in which she recalled a rough winter that she and her family endured in Fairbanks long ago.
In 1942, when we lived in Fairbanks, I did a lot of sewing at that time too, because I was home with the kids all the time. Mm-hmm. We stayed in Fairbanks only 1 year that winter. It was so hard that we had to move back to Fort Yukon, because the kids go to school, they pick up all kind of sickness, whatever. And they just kept me so busy with the hospital that winter.
Okay.
It was, the life in the village was nice and clean.
Hannah will return to Fort Yukon on Saturday, where she'll be laid to rest next to her beloved husband, Paul. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.